This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, the gun-free zone, an enforced area where the force of law, when I say enforced, I mean if you go against the mandate that this is a gun-free zone, you are in deep trouble, my friend. That's a federal thing. But it is the stupidest of the double-edged swords out there. And the only ones that it really affects are those that actually have to go into them. Now, schools are still pretty much gun-free zones. Yes, there are some states that have wisely decided to arm their teachers. Not enough. Since the Gun-Free School Zone Act became law in 1990, parents of K-12 students have become more than nine times as likely to suffer the heartbreaking reality that their children might not be coming home because they were killed in a school shooting. Looking at 73 rampage killing events at K-12 schools, at least two or more killed and or injured from 1956 to 2019, documented at schoolshootingdatabase.com, they have found that these tragedies have nearly tripled in number since the inception of gun-free zones. Yet, the gun control groups like the Giffords Law Center say that gun-free zones have helped make K-12 schools even safer, significantly reducing gun violence in these places. Every town for whatever they're looking for, the moms demand attention. They also wholeheartedly support gun-free zones, which would falsely lead you to believe that there is absolutely not a scintilla of evidence that shooters target these areas. Now, none of these anti-gun organizations ever come to the table with any sort of solid or transparent empirical research to support their claim. Meanwhile, there's plenty of empirical data that proves how dangerous a gun-free zone actually is. The Crime Prevention and Research Center also has examined rampage killings and found that between 1950 and 2018, 97.8% of all mass public shootings occur in gun-free zones. Two time periods looked at were from before gun-free zone, which was passed from 1956 to 1989, 33 years, and after implementation of gun-free zones from November of 1990 to 2019, roughly 29 years. The 73 shootings examined resulted in a total of 160 deaths and 346 injuries, with 113 of the deaths, 71%, and 292 of the injuries, 84%, being students. Now, before gun-free zone, before that law was enacted, there were 19 active rampage killing incidents at K through 12 schools, killing a total of 27 and injuring 105. 41% of the 27 victims killed were students, as were 72% of the injuries. The only mass rampage shooting four or more killed committed in the before gun-free zone era was the 1989 Cleveland Elementary School shooting by Patrick Purdy, a mentally ill drifter with an extensive criminal history, which alone accounted for 5 of the 11 student deaths, along with 30 of the students injured by himself. After gun-free zones became law, the number of active shooter scenarios surged to 54 shootings, 19 for 33 years prior to gun-free zone, 54 since gun-free zone. As did the body count, that soared with 133 victims killed, 241 injured. Student deaths also spiked to 102, 77% of the victims, and another 216 wounded, 90%. After the so-called common-sense gun law reform of gun-free zones. After that legislation was passed, let the shooting gallery open up and take your tickets, please. Rampage killings, four or more killed, at K through 12 schools went from being virtually non-existent less than one a year, 19 in 33 years. 1 every other year, but, you know, do the math. They went from that to 9 rampage killings after the gun reform bill was enacted, ending the lives of 91 people and injuring 80 more. Of the 91 victims, 81.5% who had their dreams cut short were students. And another 73.91% of them received injuries, with some of them facing lifelong complications like lead poisoning, PTSD, multiple surgeries. So with all of this empirical data from all of these multiple sources, it seems very hard for the gun-free zone people to deny that America's schools have become more dangerous since the passage of gun-free zone legislation. They will have to lie to do this. There's no empirical data showing that gun-free zones or any other gun control measure has been effective and reduced America's gun violence epidemic yet. We know that's not the case. It's not going to be the case. It's not going to happen. You know, I've seen enough of the sideshow attacks on me as being I'm the problem. NRA is the problem. Gun manufacturers are the problem. Gun-free zones are not the utopian theoretical deterrent. The sign is not a deterrent. Now they're very lethal advertisement. They're like, come here. They attract vengeful, active, and rampage killers who seek out unarmed and vulnerable soft targets that the gun-free zone provides by law. And then they exact their revenge. And although the law seemed to be a bulletproof idea when it was passed by a bipartisan Congress, after being introduced by Senator Joe Biden in the October of 1990 and signed into law by George H.W. Bush, the consequence has been that, the K through 12 students face a darker reality with their schools as they have become more dangerous now. They are more dangerous now. With students having become 9 times more likely to be killed and almost 3 times more likely to be injured at school in an active and rampage killing situation since the passage of the Gun-Free School Zone Act. Wouldn't it make sense to repeal the law and see what happens then? Repealing this would not repeat the same lethal lesson of past school shootings, and that should be paramount. That should be the common sense path that we're all seeking. For some reason, we're not going that way. I don't understand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Got a package today. I want to talk about that before we continue on. Simply because I was a little... I believed it could be done. But I had not seen it, so, you know. I really wanted it to be able to be done. Today I received the Staccato P. The Staccato C is the gun by STI that is their carry gun. It is a single stack. It is a 2011. And for most people that are 2011 purists, which the 2011 now, a lot of people make them. STI originated it, but a lot of people make them. To me, as far as I know, and there may be somebody that knows more than I do, but the part of the 2011 is the the polymer grip and trigger guard attached to the steel upper frame. But I digress. I keep coming back to this because it is, I've never seen a company do this before. Most gun companies have a lineup of guns. They're going to have the same guns year in and year out. They go through certain model lines, as time goes on and everything. But Glock, while they have modernized, we're now in Gen 5, I think. They still make a Model 17. It's just a Gen 5 Model 17. The enhancements and the new pieces that come along. STI had a lot of guns. They had a lot of guns on their website the first time they sponsored my show. Now they have two base models. They have the DVC and they have the Staccato. The Staccato is broken into two. There's the carry gun, which has been, it's just been named the carry gun of the year. And that's the Staccato C. It is a single stack. It is an 8-shot semi-automatic pistol. You can shoot it as fast, well, I would say as fast as you can pull the trigger, but I mean the gun is actually so well tuned and so well put together that it's got all this race car technology. It's probably faster than you would have thought it would be. And in the right hands, it's positively smoking. Which I'm not to say that I'm the right person, but I can run it really, 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 really fast. Now, the Staccato P is meant to be the carry gun, as far as the duty gun. This is the one that, it's the bigger brother. It is it came with three 20-round magazines. So we got a whole bunch of punch here in this little pistol. It also came with a Holosun optic on it, which is pretty nice. I'm pretty impressed. And if it were not for the Holosun optic that's on this gun, it came with an inside-the-waistband holster that will work on both the Staccato C, which is 8 rounds, and the Staccato P, which is 20. Now, the Staccato P, which is, it's the same length as the Staccato C, I think. I'll have to do a little comparison looking at it. It looks like it is. But, I mean, this is a gun that is purely designed. This is what all of these STI tactical team members carry. Sorry for the creaking. I need to get a new arm, a new mic arm. Is there anybody out there that sells mic arms, scissor arms? The tactical capabilities of this gun, which I have yet to test. I mean, everything about it just screams practical refinement. It has the it has the co-witnessing sites that stand up really high. It's interesting the way they are because one, the optic and the rear sight are mounted on a plate, and the front sight is the perfect height for the rear sight, even though there's a difference in their actual length and depth. It's quite interesting, all of the stuff that is gone through. It comes with a magazine well, so that you can do some fast magazine changes. And it comes with, like I said, 20-round magazines. Now, for those of you that have listened to me for a while, you know that I'm really into capacity. Like, I really love the CZ guns, because the CZ P10F, for example, comes with a 19-round magazine. Well, now I've got a 20-round magazine. And yes, this is the enhanced Browning design, enhanced in the 2011. And dare I say refined in the 2011? I probably shouldn't say that. I'm not that much of an engineer. I don't really know. It looks like we're going to be able to take this out this weekend and blow a few hundred rounds through it and see where it gets us. And we'll see what we get out of it. We'll see how well YouTube likes it too. When I did the video for the tabletop for the STI Staccato C, that was deemed not suitable for advertising. Then when I took it out and I shot it, that was okay. This is what happens when you're dealing with leftists. It never makes any sense for you. The interesting thing about this gun as the duty gun, this is slightly, as far as the barrel length and slide length, this reminds me of a Glock 19, of the P10C. I'm not really sure how long the barrel is, but it is not a big gun. It's not as big as a standard 1911 slide would be. Not as long. But we're going to find out how tactical this thing can be. I just got to find a holster that it'll fit into. But you know what? I'm not going to worry about that much. I'll figure that part out. In the meantime, if I have to find one size fits all to carry it around concealed, that's what I'll do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration and Citizenship held a hearing on Monday about the overcrowding at migrant detention centers. Assistant Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security, Diana Shaw, says their investigation found serious problems at the facilities.
It's when our team arrived at the El Paso del Norte Processing Center, they found that this facility, which has a maximum capacity of 125 detainees, had more than 750 detainees on site. The following day, that number had increased to 900.
President Trump responded to four House Democratic critics on Monday, challenging the freshman lawmakers, if they're not happy here, they can leave the United States. The president's comments were directed at Democratic Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. The precision part of Aero Precision is pretty self-explanatory, but I mean, I can vouch for that. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty good right now. Especially after the circular firing squad that was the Democratic debates. And the president's got to be feeling pretty good, too, because, you know, I think it's pretty much a done deal now. We do have 17 more months of media pimping of whichever commie candidate is currently the least embarrassing. But the debates have made it very clear that Trump is going to be the president until Rick Grenell is on the victorious GOP ticket in 2024. In the Dems' defense, they're in an uphill climb. You know, it's hard. The economy's on fire. We've dodged all the new wars that our garbage elite had proposed. Mueller, who went unmentioned, delivered only humiliation. And all 723 Democrats running are geeboos. But say what you will, they are a diverse bunch in every way except thought. Among the weirdos and losers and mutations on stage were a fake Indian, a furry, a guy so dummy, quote, Che Guevara in Miami, a raving weather cultist, America's shrill first wife, a distinctly non-fabulous gay guy, T-Bone's homie, and whatever the hell Andrew Yang is, and Stevie Nicks. She was there, too. But it was the thought part where they came together in the festival of insane acclamation. They agree on everything. And it was all politically suicidal. Sure, Americans are thrilled about the idea of subsidizing Marxist puppetry students and getting kicked off their health insurance so that they can put their lives in the hands of people who brought you the DMV and the post office. Exactly who, outside of Manhattan and Scat Francisco, think Americans are dying to stop even our feeble enforcement of the border, make illegal immigration not illegal, never send illegals home once they get here, and think about this, take our tax money to give these foreigners who shouldn't even be here in the first place better free health care than our vets get? That should play so well in places like Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. I eagerly await Selena Zito's interview with a bunch of construction workers at a diner near Pittsburgh who tell her, it really bugs me, Lou and Joe here, that those people coming into the country illegally aren't getting free health care on our dime. We all want to work an extra shift so we can give it to them. Also, we all agree we ought to give up our deer rifles because people in Cory Booker's neighborhood can't stop shooting each other. Even Joe Biden, who should know better, hopped onto that crazy train. One of the last Democrats who actually thought his party should bother with voters who have to shower after they get off work. Biden was looking bad. Physically, he looked bad. He looked thin and tired and crusty. Last couple of years have not been very kind. Mentally, it's just sad. Joe was never going to get mixed up with Stephen Hawking. But his pathetic flailing about on stage demonstrated that he's way too old, physically and mentally and culturally. He would have been fine with people like Walter Mondale and Hubert Humphrey in 1979, but instead he was on stage in 2019 with a bunch of people who, to the extent they know who Walter Mondale and Hubert Humphrey were, think that those guys are a bunch of racist, cishet, white males of privilege who can't understand the truly important issues of today, like Julian Castro pointed out, free abortions for transsexuals. Democrats have morphed from the party of the working man to the party of contempt for the working man. They want to take away his voice, and they want to take away his respect, take away his guns, and take away his money. That's their agenda. Those four things. For the kind of ex-Democrat voter who said no thanks and dashed pantsuits, hideous dreams. Currently this minute, the Dems seem intent on nominating another strong, independent woman who would have been human wallpaper if she hadn't hooked up with a potent Democrat male. Hillary had her Bill, well, at least once that we know of, and Kamala had her Willie Brown. And after all their fussing and feuding about Trump's lifestyle, the Democrats are falling head over heels for a woman whose career began as a mistress. But of course, her situation was totally different. She's a leftist. And by the way, Kamala's heartfelt plea about busing in that racist hotbed of Jim Crow Berkeley was amusing. Very amusing to me. I was bused as a kid. I remember it well. I was bused in South Carolina. And you know what? Nobody cared. I didn't care when it was happening. It was no biggie to any of us that were going there. It was no biggie. I have very fond memories of that junior high school, Hopkins Junior High in Hopkins, South Carolina. I love it. It wasn't like we were trying to walk into Selma. She won the debate because she's the least inept of the cast of mediocrities. and she's totally inept. And she's just like all the others, just a little less so. Gillibrand is super shrill and super naggy. And Harris is just shrill and naggy. Bernie wants Americans to get off their own lawns so he can redistribute their turf, while Harris might let them keep a few blades of grass. And Marianne Williamson thinks the number one priority for the next president is to immediately communicate with the Prime Minister of New Zealand via magic crystals, while Harris's position on chakras and energy waves remains unclear to me. Trump has got to be ecstatic. These people are never going to beat him. Their entire platform is forcing normal people to work so that the leftists can give away free stuff to Democrat constituents and illegal aliens. And they also want to ensure the United States obeys the dictates of the transnational global elite when it comes to sucking up to those few foreigners who haven't yet snuck in here for subsidized, dental work. We're totally going to go for that. We're going to clap like trained seals in the Colbert audience. Okay, Democrats, you go with that one. I'm all for it. You keep it up. And in January 2025, you'll get your wish and finally be rid of Trump. Though only after he hands over the Oval Office keys to President Rick Grenell. And if Trump doesn't win in 2020, well, you know, we're in for chaos. Whether it's going to be Willie Brown's side chick's pledge to rule by decree to Beto, who is a furry, demanding we allow people dressed like cartoon foxes into our bathrooms, to Swalwell wanting to go all Nagasaki on Americans who insist that inconvenient Second Amendment thing. A victory by any one of them requires that you set your future switches to dystopian. But that's a really, really big theoretical. I think it was decided last week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared, I think my boss wanted to toss it all to women.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're fast approaching a moment where we need for the feds to go somewhere and protect civil rights. Anyone with any vague familiarity with the Weimar Germany's slide into fascism in the 1930s understands that a rising tide of political violence is really bad for the future of our republic. We've already seen one attempted mass assassination of Republican members of Congress, and we've seen successful suppression of conservative speakers on many campuses. So, remember this. When local officials, when it looks like they're winking and nodding as mass leftist thugs openly assemble and attack conservatives, it is now time for some sort of response. Now, the fact that the mayor of Portland, Oregon, has apparently ordered his police to not intervene in physical assaults on conservatives by the Antifa gang amounts to official sanction for mob violence against the mayor's political opponents. What does that mean if all of a sudden, you know, what would be really cool here? It would be really cool to go to Portland. For some of us to go to Portland. For some of us to show these cowards. And they are cowards. If you're in Portland right now and you're in part of the Antifa, my name is Bill Frady, and I'm calling you a coward. You're a coward because, you guys are a mob. And you're always looking for one guy. And then you want to swarm him. And you're sort of sanctioned by the mayor of Portland. You may have already heard about a guy named Andy Go. Was violently attacked by masked Antifa thugs Saturday in Portland. And he... First of all, they knew who he was. They had already mentioned him, right? They had mentioned him. There were hundreds of them there. One guy tweeted, first skirmish I've seen, didn't see how this started, but at Mr. Andy Go got roughed up. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. I believe it's NGO. So is that Ng? Is it? I don't know. When local police are prevented from reacting against violence against peaceful demonstrators, this now falls to the feds. That's what happened in the civil rights era of the 1950s and the 1960s. Eisenhower sent in federal troops to desegregate Little Rock High School in the 1950s. And when the Bull Connors of the Democratic Party attacked peaceful civil rights demonstrators, feds came in and they acted. Everything old is new again. And it is now leftist local authorities who stand by while innocent conservatives are attacked. Now, Ted Cruz saw this. And listen, you know, this is just me being frustrated. I don't like to see this kind of thing happen. I believe in a civil discourse. I wish we could agree to disagree. I wish we didn't have to be so split. But for all my wishing, nothing's going to happen. Cruz, of course, being a senator, is calling for a federal investigation. Which, is interesting. My impression of the DOJ is that their civil rights division is heavily staffed with left-wingers who see African Americans and sexual minorities as the only legitimate objects of their protection. Andy Go, by the way, is Asian. Not white. The DOJ needs to be tasked with protecting the rights of all Americans, and if they refuse, they need to be fired and replaced. And it's time to focus on this urgent need to ensure peaceful politics before the streets get bloodier. Because if they get bloodier, if they extend beyond the Portland borders, if they try to come into the heartland of the United States, that's going to get real bloody, Antifa. That may fly in Portland. What you guys are doing may fly in Portland. It's not going to fly outside of Portland. It may work in Berkeley. It may work in California. But, I mean, before long, you guys are just going to be standing there looking at each other because the conservatives will simply leave. They'll leave it to you. And you guys can have cities like Los Angeles where the middle class is already split, where you have so much homelessness happening and so much taxation happening and nothing changing. And, you know, one thing that these leftists always do, and I never understand why somebody doesn't say, but they always say, we got to tax this to pay for this. And you would think that at some point that, whatever that is, gets paid for. And then you would think that there's no need to tax them anymore because they got that project done. But no, that just stays there, and we act like that never happened. That money's just there. We're never going to repeal a tax. That's just not what we do. In fact, right now they can't find the mayor of Portland. Some people on Twitter are really getting, I can't say some of the stuff they're saying. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, his name is Ted Wheeler. His website shows no acknowledgement of the awfulness of the violent incident that happened there. Doesn't show any mayoral efforts to cover the matter up with claims from the mayor that he never told the police to stand down. Or maybe some claims that he never encouraged the thug craft that now rules the city. Mayors always do this. even when it's uncomfortable. Ask South Bend Mayor Peter Buttigieg, whatever his name is. He came out to show the flag when he came under fire for an uncomfortable police incident with racial overtones. Now, for Wheeler, the press is in his tree, with someone named Kale Williams writing in the Oregonian that the injured man, Andy Goh, had said was said by some leftists to have written something racist. Quite an irrelevant thing to write about someone assaulted in a violent jail time offense attack. So, it's all okay, right, Kale? Wheeler's site, if you go to it, invites his constituents instead to ask for him for mayoral letters congratulating residents on having a new baby, or acknowledging people who are turning 100. There's other stuff about public housing affordability and condemnations of a racial incident a couple of years ago in distant Charlottesville, Virginia. And his blog has something about trash removal dating from June the 21st. All vitally important mayoral stuff. Nothing about this incident that happened in his city on his watch. Nothing at all. So, the whole picture really does have the look of the of Antifa ruling Portland the way the Klan once did when they did what they wanted in Biloxi, Mississippi. And where the heck is the mayor while Antifa is having a field day in his city? And why is he trying to ignore it? Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.